SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, we focus on the move to have the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park enlisted as a World Heritage Site. Later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and safety tips for children. This is Roundabout JA. Thanks for joining us. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, will shortly announce its decision regarding the inscription of Jamaica's Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park on the institution's list of World Heritage Sites. This announcement is scheduled to be made during the 39th session of the UNESCO's World Heritage Committee from June 28 to July 8 in Bonn, Germany. Jamaica will be represented by Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna, who will lead a delegation to that meeting. Ms. Hanna says the recommendation to accord World Heritage status to the National Park was made by UNESCO evaluators. She says World Heritage inscription would be a phenomenal achievement for Jamaica.
It is an excellent thing to have the Blue and John Crow Mountains as a World Heritage Site. And what is good about it is that it is going to be a mixed site for the natural heritage and habitats, and also a cultural site, and it will really be the first mixed site if we get it in the Caribbean.
The Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park spans sections of the parishes of St. Andrew, St. Thomas, and Portland. The national park is the largest continuous area of natural forest in Jamaica, protecting 193 acres of forest on mountain slopes, comprising 10 watershed management units spanning 4 parishes. The area is renowned for its rich cultural heritage, being home to the Maroons, whose traditions are recognized by UNESCO as masterpieces of world culture.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's 2-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
On Saturday, June 20, the Ministry of Health will be carrying out fogging in the community of Red Hills in St. Andrew. Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that will monitor and evaluate progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. And to find out more, you can always go to vision2030.gov.jm. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
In the country where I was born, I have many, many duties. Like, I have to get up in the mornings at 4 o'clock and go to the bush to move goat. My grandfather said, boy, it's 4 o'clock. You better get up and go about 1.5 miles away. Me alone, when I move the goats, another 1.5 miles to go home. I have to eat my little breakfast, get ready. And when I'm ready, I have to trot it 4 more miles to school.
And here is another child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
If you drive, ensure that you have the right safety car seat for your child. And not only that, but drive carefully. For those other drivers on the roads, you may not have a child in your vehicle, but drive safely to preserve not only your life, but that of others. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.